AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Today, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi questioned whether President Trump is fit to serve.
I wish that his family or his administration or his staff would have an intervention for the good of the country.
And the speaker says the White House is crying out for impeachment. Tensions have been raised since yesterday when President Trump cut short a meeting with Democrats on infrastructure. President Trump responded today.
No, I saw her read it perfectly, just the way she said it. It's very, very sort of a nasty type statement.
And the president also added a nickname.
Crazy Nancy. I tell you what, I've been watching her, and I have been watching her for a long period of time. She's not the same person. She's lost it.
As for himself, President Trump declared he is an extremely stable genius. The U.S. is filing new charges against WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. Assistant Attorney General John Demers says the charges accuse Assange of placing the United States at risk of serious harm.
One of the Justice Department's top priorities is to prosecute and therefore deter unauthorized disclosures of classified information. In the past 2 years, we've brought 4 cases involving leaks of such information. This is the fifth.
The Senate has passed a long-delayed $19 billion disaster relief bill after Democrats forced Republicans to drop President Trump's border aid request. President Trump says the U.S. will closely monitor American Taliban member John Walker Lind, who was released from prison today in Indiana.
We'll be watching him. We'll be watching him closely. What bothers me more than anything else is that here's a man who has not given up his proclamation of terror.
The Coast Guard has closed portions of the Mississippi and Illinois rivers to all vessel traffic due to the high rising water levels there. President Trump rolled out another $16 billion in aid for farmers hurt by his trade policies. Investors are worried about the trade war with China. The Dow lost 286 points. This is AP Radio News. There has been a big spike in the elimination of fake Facebook accounts.
Facebook has about 2.4 billion monthly active users. But from October to March, the company removed 3.4 billion fake accounts, twice as many as in the previous 6 months. The company attributes the spike to automated attacks by bad actors who use computers to attempt to create large volumes of accounts at one time to spread spam, fake news, and other objectionable material. The company says an increase in automated attacks means not only that it caught more fake accounts, but that more of them slipped through the cracks. The company estimates about 5% of its active users are fake. I'm Jennifer King.
What's the best beach? According to Dr. Beach, it's Kailua in Hawaii. Dr. Beach is Stephen Leatherman, a coastal science professor who rates the best beaches. Kailua, he says, is smaller and quieter. Other beaches on the list, Ocracoke Lifeguard Beach in the Outer Banks in North Carolina, and Grayton Beach State Park in the Florida Panhandle. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.